الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال تعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ما تمسك بسنتي عند فساد أمتي فله أجر 100 شهيد وعن سلمان الفارسي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في آخر يوم من شعبان فقال يا أيها الناس قد أضلكم شهر عظيم شهر مبارك شهر فيه ليلة خير من 1000 شهر شهد يزاد فيه رزق المؤمن من تقرب فيه بخصلة من الخير كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سواه ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة فيما سواه وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا الحديث وهذا شهر الصبر والصبر ثوابه الجنة وشهر المواساة وشهر يزاد فيه رزق المؤمن وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في آخر هذا الحديث هذا الشهر أوله رحمة وأوسطه مغفرة وآخره عتق من النار أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم رب زدني علما يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Honorable and respected أئمة الإعظام مشايخ الإعظام علماء الكرام, my elders, my young friends, colleagues, young children, and my honorable sisters listening at home, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It was a call which had to be answered. Bas kya kahun, ye شہر ننیتن بقول ہمارے حضرت مولانا محمد صاحب کہ مولانا آپ نے تو شہر ننیتن والوں کو گرما دیا. میں نے کہا حضرت کہیں اتنا گرما دوں کہ ان کو جلا ہی دوں. اور یہ شہر ننیتن تو بس اپنے گجراتی میں ہم بولتے ہیں کہ ننیتن Nanitu. But this invitation could not be rejected. And I congratulate my friends who have spent day and night to try and work for the sake of Islam. Allah Ta'ala give them more strength in their work. Ameen. After the eloquent speech and informative, Alhamdulillah, I was going through the passage after my Salatul Isha and I just saw a leaflet in the passage and I saw the title. I'm not sure if it's pre-Ramadan, Feast of, what is it? Feast of the Soul. I said, thank God it's not Feast of Food. But Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Maulana, MashaAllah, he's given us a good in-depth of the purpose of fasting. And these were the words I was going to say anyway. Now I'm put into a spot where, what do I say? But make dua, Allah makes it easy for me, inshallah. And whatever we say, Allah make it nafi', Allah make it beneficial. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me say those words which are first and foremost beneficial for myself and as well as for the listeners at large. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. This holy month of Ramadan is coming, and I would just like to quote the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding this issue. Alhamdulillah, aapne kafi mashayikh se, kafi ulama se Ramadan ki barkatein, Ramadan ke fazail, aapke aima, khutaba, muqarrireen, main unke upar saunp deta hoon ki wo aapko sab kuch batla denge. Alhamdulillah, batla rahe honge aur batlayenge bhi inshaallah. To ye to aap fazilatein ye sab sunte rehte hain alhamdulillah. Lekin ek aur baat جس کی طرف حضرت مولانا نے بھی توجہ دلائی بہت ضروری ہے, the purpose of fasting. Why do we fast? Is it just for the sake of fasting? Why does Allah demand us to fast? Our Holy Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم stood up once, and the same salat which حضرت مولانا was mentioning, the same Salman al-Farsi rahimahumullah radiyallahu ta'ala an, he said once Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood in our midst and he gave us a khutbah, he gave us a speech, he gave us a sermon. And he said in that sermon that all people, a month is coming upon you. Ek mahina tumhari par saaya pahan hai. Ek mahina raha hai tumhare saron tale. Bas abhi aaya hai. Zabardast mahina hai. Shahrun azim. Shahrun mubarak. Barkaton wala mahina hai. It's a blessed month. So he put the importance of this month in his first sentence. It's a great month. It's a blessed month. And then now he's mentioning the fadail and the virtues of that month. He says in this very month, there is a night which is called the night of power. Laylatul Qadr. If a person was to gain this night, and the reward of this night, subhanallah, he would gain the reward of 1,000 months, subhanallah. But not 1,000 months. What I would say, all mentioned in the Holy Quran, خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ الشَّهْرِ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. ہم نے قرآن پاک کو لیلۃ القدر میں نازل کیا. We reveal the Holy Quran in the holy month, in the night of power. We know it was the month of Ramadan. Because Allah said in the second para, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. So we know Ramadan ہی کا مہینہ تھا. لیکن اسی رمضان کے مہینے میں, in this very month of Ramadan, there is the night of power. And Allah said, so there was two dissensions, two revelations. One, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran from the Lawh al-Mahfuz to the Asman, to the worldly heavens. And then from the worldly heavens, it came down to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the period of 23 years, according to the needs of the Muslim. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aage keh rahe hai, Hazrat insaan, tujhe pata bhi hai ke Laylatul Qadr kya cheez hai. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Allah does not need to ask a question, but Allah is asking mankind a question. Do you really know what the Laylatul Qadr is? Allah doesn't need to ask us a question. Allah is alim. Allah is khabir. Allah is ilm, is yuhatu ala kulli shay. But even then, he's saying, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. He's asking the question, and then he's giving the answer himself, subhanAllah. لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِّنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. Allah فرماتے ہیں کہ ہم نے قرآن کو لیلۃ القدر میں نازل کیا. ارے تجھے پتا بھی ہے لیلۃ القدر کیا چیز ہے؟ لیلۃ القدر تو ایسی رات ہے جو ہزار مہینوں سے بہتر ہے. لیلۃ القدر is such a night which is better than the 1,000 nights, سبحان اللہ, better than the 1,000 nights. And Allah yudaifu liman yasha, Allah can increase the virtue as he wants. Who is there to ask a question to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this night of power, this holy month of Ramadan, Allah's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, this month is coming, this holy month, this blessed month. In this month there is a night which is the night of power. The night of power which is better than 1,000 nights. Thereafter, Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning in this very hadith, whosoever does a righteous deed, whosoever tries to gain the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing a good deed, his reward will be like he has fulfilled a fard, subhanallah. Like he has prayed his namaz. And if he offers his namaz, something which was compulsory upon him, وَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً فِيهِ, it is as though he has offered 70 faraid, subhanallah. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah wants us, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Allah wants us to supersede, Allah wants us to compete with one another. In these things, not compete in other affairs of worldly affairs. If I have a GTX, I'm going to have a one better than that. I'm going to have one which is faster, which is modern, up to date. And when people look upon me, they say, this guy is something. No. Allah says, surpass each other. Compete with each other in these things. It's holy month. We have to say, okay, not for the sake of showing off, but for the sake of getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if this person can pray one Qur'an in the holy month, I will try to pray two Qur'ans, subhanAllah. If this person can pray so many rakats of nawafil, I will try to pray more, inshaAllah. Compete with one another. Ek dusre se is cheez mein muqabla hona hai. Ye nahi ki bhai kiske ghar pe murgha musallam zyada acha banta hai. مقابلہ کا میدان وہ ہوتا ہے کہ آج کس کی آج افطار ہے بھائی موسیٰ بھائی کی طرف سے بھائی موسیٰ بھائی کی طرف سے کیا ہے محمد بھائی کی طرف سے کیا ہے مقابلہ اس میں ہوگا کہ کون سی گھر سے کون سا اچھا کھانا پگا کے آتا ہے تو یہ بھی تو خیر کا کام ہے یہ بھی اچھا ہے میں اس سے منع نہیں کرتا کہ ایسا نہ کہنا مولوی صاحب نے کھانا بند کر دیا ہمارا کہنے کا مقصد یہ رکھا کو سب سے is that we have to understand our priorities where do our priorities lie We, this month has been given to us. Yeah, what is the purpose? Why has Allah given us this month? The whole purpose of giving us this holy month of Ramadan is the time which we have wasted in our lives. Allahu Akbar. Look at the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان سبحان الله He makes this dua 2 months in advance anticipating awaiting the holy month of Ramadan رمضان کب آئے کب آئے کب آئے اب ہم کس کا انتظار کرتے ہیں کہ کون کب آئے ہم خود ہی کو اپنے آپ کو پوچھ لیں ہم کس کے انتظار میں ہوتے ہیں کون کب آئے لیکن نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم look at our holy prophet Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم he is awake in Ramadan 2 months in advance as soon as he sees the moon of Rajab he says اللهم بارك لنا في رجب oh Allah bless us in the holy month of Rajab bless us in the holy month of Sha'ban and give us life so that we live until Ramadan Allah تعالی give us life that we live until Ramadan inshallah because this holy month of Ramadan is so blessed It's so blessed that we cannot waste this time. Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. He's made dua here for the increase of his life. For the increase of his life. Ab hum kiske liye daraz umar ke hazar mile dua karna Allah taala lambi zindagi Allah khoob lambi zindagi de bhai aapko. Lekin kiske liye Allah ki nafarmani mein guzarne ke liye ki Allah ke tar ke tabidari mein guzarne ke. We ask also from our pious ulama and our elders that please make dua Allah gives me a long life like we have long life milk I'm not promoting that product but I'm just saying long life we ask for long life but that long life do we spend it in the pleasure of Allah or in the disobedience of Allah we don't know Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam What did he used to spend his life in? 24-7. 24-7. He used to spend his life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even then, when the holy month of Ramadan would come, he would strive more, Allahu Akbar. He would await this holy month. Another hadith comes into my mind. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, He makes the dua, Allahumma ahyini, Allah ta'ala give me a life. Ma kanat al hayatu khayran li, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ey Rabbi Kareem, mujhe zindagi de, jab tak zinda rehna, mere haq mein fayda mand ho, subhanallah. Allahumma ahyini, ma kanat al hayatu khayran li, wa tawaffani, idha kanat al wafatu khayran li, and when death is best for me. Allah Ta'ala give me death at that time. Allah Ta'ala give us death on Iman. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah Amal Khatima Bil Khair Farmahe. Ameen. So, this holy month, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving us advice. He's telling us, look, Don't waste it. Anticipate it. Get ready. Prepare. Like we prepare for our examinations. Our examinations are going to come in July or June. We prepare well in advance. We're going to have a football match. We have many practice days. We're going to be praying the Quran on the Taraweeh. We start to make preparations that I have to pray my manzil in Taraweeh. I need to prepare myself. Whatever a person has to do, he has to prepare himself. In the same way, Ramadan is coming. We have to prepare ourselves. Be ready for the holy month of Ramadan. Make our timetable in such a way that we have to prioritize. There are many idle things which we do in a day, which we should try and abstain from, especially in the holy month of Ramadan. Our sisters at home, they shouldn't waste, spend all the time in the kitchen, next to the stove. But they should also make use of their time. What they are doing is our khidmah. What they are doing is also a means of reward if their intention is right. Khana pakate waqt bhi ye niyat kar le ki iftari ke waqt jo iftar rozedar iftar chhorega iftar karega usko ye rozi uske pet mein jayegi Allah rabbul izzat usko jo sukoon dega uske zariye Allah taala mujhe jannat mein sukoon de ye niyat kar le to khana paka bhi nahi hai uske upar sawab bhi mila. She is cooking the food for us. She is preparing the food for us. But at the same time, she is being rewarded. When she is preparing the food, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Pray the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pray Subhanallah. Pray Alhamdulillah. Pray Allahu Akbar. Pray Durud Sharif. Pray Istighfar. And especially when the time of iftar comes close. There's a special dua mentioned in our Tabligh al-Nisab by Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya, rahimahumullah. He says, when the time of iftar comes, a person should supplicate to Allah, Ya wasi al-fadli ighfirli, Allahu Akbar. Ya wasi al-fadli ighfirli. Inko yi dua sikhadi namana. Ya wasi al-fadli ighfirli. All the one whose grace is vast. Ya wasi fadlu wali, meri maghfirat farma. Forgive me. A great dua taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullah khair. A great dua taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So pre-Ramadan feast of the soul. So this is the feast. What Hazrat Maulana has said, and what I am trying to explain, that this gathering which has been kept here today, the whole purpose is that we need to prepare for Ramadan. We need to be aware of what month is coming up. You know, when the World Cup was coming, people were saying, Maulana, there's a problem. I said, what's the problem, my friend? You know, the World Cup's going to coincide with Salah times, and you know, England's going to be playing who? Germany? Who was it? Somebody at Juma time. They were going to play at Juma time. So Maulana, can you please, you know, try and make some arrangements for us so we can play our Juma at 3 o'clock. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. England's going to be playing the ball. And these guys are going out of their mind. What are they going to gain? Nothing. But they want to schedule their ibadah according to their convenience. This is the difference. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dukhulu fi sijni kafa. All you people who believe, enter into Islam completely. Islam ke andar mukammal taur pe dakhil ho jao. Don't pick and choose. We like to pick and choose. Like we go into a shop, assorted sweets. Okay, pound. Assorted sweets, pick whichever one you want. That's what we do with our worship. We pick and choose. We pick and choose, unfortunately. We pick and choose. What we do is what we like, and the iman and the worship which we have to fulfill, we do it in our own convenience. We say, oh, there is permissibility to do this, okay, it's permissible, fine, this and the other. We are looking for permissibility. We are looking for those which are more permissible. Whereas in this holy month, and not only in this holy month, But at other times, we know what our amal weigh. We know how much good we are doing. Our evil deeds will overweigh our bad deeds. So the more good we do, the more better for us. But even then, we want to pick and choose. Some things which are hukuk Allah, the rights of Allah. Something which are hukuk al-ibad, the rights of the servants, like Mawlana has enlightened us with. We like to pick and choose. But there's one very common vice in us. And that is, we always ask for our rights. Usne mera haq ada nahi kiya. Biwi kehte hai ki shohar mera haq ada nahi karta. Shohar kehta hai ki biwi mera haq ada nahi karta. Bahu kehti hai ki saas mera haq ada nahi karti. Saas kehti hai ki bahu mera haq ada nahi karti. Damad kehta hai ki mere khusar mera haq ada nahi karte. Khusar kehta hai mera damad bada bidak gaya hai, yahan ke paise wala ho gaya, mere taraf dekhta bhi nahi. Ye garur. These masail, these issues of family bonds and family relationships, looking with hatred to each other, and each and everyone asking for their rights. The son says, my father doesn't fulfill my right. The father says, my son doesn't fulfill my right. The wife says, my husband doesn't fulfill my right. The wife says, my husband doesn't fulfill my right. We are all asking for our rights, but have we ever contemplated on ourselves that whose rights are we fulfilling? Subhanallah. کہ ہم نے کبھی یہ سوچا کہ میں کس کا حق ادا کر رہا ہوں اور کس کے حق کے اندر حق تلفی کر رہا ہوں. Have we ever thought on that? That whose rights am I fulfilling? Am I supposed to be offering the rights for this person? Or am I not offering their rights? Am I not fulfilling their rights? We're always asking for our own rights. In the same way, in this holy month of Ramadan, we should make sure that we do not take away the right of any Muslim brother or sister. The sisters, when they go into the supermarkets, they should not waste their time in just buying in the supermarkets, but just go there for the time which they need to go, and then come back quickly. They shouldn't go and then start talking about the worldly affairs, and unfortunately, it's become a musibah in a way that many a times after Taraweeh we have time. And then what happens? Few of us get together. You know something? This happened today. You know something? That happened today. And gossip. 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 Lies. Slander. We wouldn't do that in any other month. But in the month of Ramadan, we're going to do it. Because we've got the time. We're free now. We don't have anything to do. Oh, we've heard the speech of the Mawlana. Now it's our time. It's for us to take some time out. And have a time out. Chocolate. Yeah. So, unfortunately, in the month of Ramadan, we see its reality. Let's face it. Sisters, they might get together in one house to pray the Taraweeh, and they'll offer the Taraweeh, and after that, Allah hifazat farmaye, Allah save us. Gossip. Does Allah Ta'ala need our fast of that kind? مَنْ لَمْ يَتَى قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَدْ بِهِ فَتَّ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةِ فِي أَنْ يَدَعَ تَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Allah's Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned categorically that that person who does not shun idle talk and acting upon idol, Allah is not in need of that person staying hungry and thirsty. Allah doesn't need that person to stay thirsty and hungry. كَمْ مِنْ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الضَّمَى. There are so many people who fast, but they don't achieve anything but thirst. Allahu Akbar. كَمْ مِنْ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعِ. There are so many people who fast, and they don't achieve anything except hunger. Nothing. Why? Because whilst they were fasting, or after they fast. We think that only between dawn and sunset. This is the time we have to save. We are in the state of fasting. So we have to make sure we don't sin. We don't tell lies. So whilst we are fasting, we'll make sure, oh, I'm not going to do riba. Oh, we're very busy anyway. It's winter. Time goes fast. You know what I mean? We're working all day. So we don't have the time to do all that anyway. But when it comes after Taraweeh, subhanAllah, then you see the street corners, my boys, here. Then you see the chip shops filled up. And then you see people getting together for no good reason, for no good purpose, but wasting the effort of the full day. Yaad rakhna, roza to rakhna hai hame. Lekin roze ke baad, iftari ke baad, matlab ye nahi ki hum azad ho gaye. The whole day is for us to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Roze subah ke waqt utthe, subhanallah. Look at the beauty of Ramadan. We might not be given the tawfiq to offer salatul tahajjud. Allah says, I give you a chance. This is the month. Is there anybody who is going to ask forgiveness from me that I can forgive that person? Is there anybody, Halmi Muftarin for Rafi? Is there anybody who is inflicted with a calamity who I can take away the calamity and they can ask from me? Is there anybody who is sinful and asking for forgiveness who I can forgive? Is there anybody who is asking for sustenance, فَأَرْزُقُهُ, who I can give sustenance to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, angels are proclaiming this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proclaiming this on the heavenly, on the skies of the earth. And there we are, dozing away. And waking up on the last minute. And having our suhoor, and thereafter hitting the sack again. What is Roza in England? At this time especially. I can remember when we were young. I'm still young. I can remember when we were a child. It was 1970s, 1979 I think. I can recall. Rosas used to be in summer. Anybody knows we were together at that time. And we used to fast at that time, alhamdulillah. It used to be a long fast, obviously. But at that time, you know, there used to be, alhamdulillah, this brotherly environment. Not only that, but there used to be our 6 week holidays. And you know what we used to do sometimes? You know, obviously, there were long fasts. We were young at that time. So nowadays, people debate, or should a child fast or not? But it's nothing. Merely nothing to fast nowadays in winter. But at that time, you know, we used to try and say to each other, are you fasting? He says, are you fasting? So are you fasting? Go on, you eat first. Yeah? And we used to say to each other, go on, if you're not fasting, eat first then. And then when you say, I'm fasting, I got you there, I'm not going to eat. No, seriously, I'm not joking. This is what we used to do, literally. Why? We wanted to keep that fast. The importance of fast was drilled into our minds by our teachers. Yeah? Now, nowadays, fasting is nothing. It's merely making our breakfast early and delaying our lunch. That's all it is. Nothing much. Our breakfast we have at 9, we're going to make it at 5. And our lunch we have at 12, 1, 2, we're going to have it at 5. Not much difference. Like Hazrat Maulana said, Subhanallah, our suhoor and our iftar, what does it consist of, subhanAllah? That's when you have to run to the bathroom in the morning. That's when the person gets harara. And hararat mefir, shararat. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, alhamdulillah, this holy month is coming upon us. And we need to think very deeply that this holy month is bringing all these blessings for us, all these rewards for us. Let's prepare. These last few days, maybe Ramadan could come on the 4th of November. Monday night could be our first Taraweeh if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined that for us.
I've got many days away.
So we should start preparing from now. Make our minds up. Prioritize our timetable. Take some time out for the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the recitation of the Holy Quran. For in this holy month, our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read the door of the Quran to Hazrat Jibreel, and Jibreel used to recite it back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They used to recite the Quran to each other. This is the month of the Quran. This is a month where we have to gain the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is mahine mein Allah ka taqarrub hame hasil karna hai. We have to do as much as zikr as we can, as much as tasbih as we can pray. Do as much as we can. Exhaust ourselves and then eat till be 98. Exhaust ourselves. And do with ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aap hazrat ne dekha hoga, اللہ والے نے مجھے یہ بتلایا کہ اکثر جو اللہ والے ہوتے ہیں وہ دبلے پتلے ہوتے ہیں. We see our mashayikh and our elders, we see majority of them are very single bodies, thin, but they have the willpower, طاقت اور بہادری. It's not that a person is hefty and well built, it's guts and willpower. If you don't have the guts, you go to the gutter. If you have the guts and the power and the will, you can do everything. Himmat honi chahiye. Insaan ke andar agar himmat ho to bahut kuch ho sakta hai. Agar himmat nahi to machhar se bhi darega. Machhar kya? Ye fly se bhi darega, makhi se. So, anyway, let's come to the point and conclude our talk today. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this holy month of Ramadan so that we prepare for it. We prepare for it and we try to gain the maximum rewards of this holy month. We do as much as recitation, as much as ibadah as we can. And remember, Remember the 5th of November. Remember the 5th of November. It's coming upon us. I think this is a test and trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be very honest. For us living in England, you know, a few years ago there was the millennium bug. Ramadan coincided with the millennium. And then a time came and Muslims were saying, oh, I hope the 25th of December is Eid day, so we can have Jama'ah Bain al-Eid day. We can have 2 Eids. Christmas and Eid, subhanAllah. So we can have 2 celebrations at one time. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And now we have the fireworks. And we have the sparkles. And whatnot coming. And we hear there one now. And all night, people will be burning their money. Literally burning their money. Now, this 5th of November, there's a guy called Guy Fawkes. And in about 1604, he passed away, he died, well, he was executed and tortured. In the year 1605. And this Guy Fawkes, he made a ploy to destroy the parliament. I wonder why. The big question. I wonder why. Only he knows best. Anyway, he tried to bomb the parliament. Not something new, is it? So, this guy, he was a Roman Catholic revert. He maybe had a grudge against the government. Allahu alam, I don't know the real reasons why, but he tried to bomb anyway. But he got caught, unfortunately. And he was just about to blow up the parliament and he got caught in the cellar. And they got caught of him on the 4th of November, and they basically, literally burnt him. As far as I know, if I'm wrong. They burnt him. And that's why they make an effigy. Yeah? Of Guy Fawkes. They're celebrating every year the happiness that their parliament was saved. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَمَنْ أَحْيَى النَّاسِ فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَى النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Our Islam teaches us that we cannot give harm to a soul. And if you kill one person, it is as though you have killed the whole of mankind. And then this ritual is there. Year and year out, we are celebrating in this very country something which was evil. Something which was beyond human nature. Something which even an animal wouldn't comprehend. But it was done systematically, organized way, and in a way which was celebrated throughout the whole of the UK. Why? Because the parliament was saved. And this is a ritual of not a Muslim. It's a non-Muslim. And it doesn't have any connection, I think, with any faith as well. It was something, a political issue. But no, they've made that and motioned it in such a way that people feel that if we don't celebrate the 5th of November, we are backwards. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the Holy Prophet Muhammad from said, من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. Whosoever imitates a nation, he will be resurrected with them same people on the day of Qiyamah. إِنَّهُ الْعَمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. A person, however he dies, he will be resurrected on the way he passed away. May Allah give us khatima bil khair. Anyway, Rasulullah says, whosoever will imitate a non-Muslim, he will be resurrected on that day. Allah save us, my brothers. Another hadith categorically states, مَنْ كَثَّرَ سُعَادَ قَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Whosoever increases the number of a certain community in participating in their ritual, he will be resurrected with them. Allahu Akbar. Nowadays, I can only speak for Blackburn in the area which I live in. I don't know about Nation, but I can speak and I can tell you about our area, which is dominated by Muslim population, and wherein 24 hours a day, even before the 5th of November, fireworks and bangers and whatnot takes place. Who are the people doing this? Give me the answer. We are Muslims who are selling these products. You can go and ask the Muftis whether it's jais or not. I can only say what I feel morally wrong. I'm not a Mufti to give any injunction of Sharia, but I can say it's morally wrong. Forget us. Organizations, non-Muslim organizations, are lobbying to ban this ritual. Why? It's gone out of control. People are throwing bangers in people's letterboxes. All people's lives are not safe. A young child is not safe. Nobody is safe. Because the shaitan and the nafs has overpowered them. Unfortunately, they take a buzz in harming a human being. Whereas Holy Prophet ﷺ says a Muslim cannot give harm to his Muslim brother. That's only we can give harm to mankind at large. This very same 5th of November is coming upon us. Maybe it could be our first Taraweeh if we don't see the moon on the Monday, but Tuesday definitely is going to be our first Taraweeh if we don't have it on Monday. But you and me, we need to really think hardly how many percent of the community of Nanitan will be in the masjid praying Salatul Taraweeh, and how many percent of the Muslim community is going to be out there celebrating 5th of November? Can we justify? Are we so content? Are we happy with the numbers present here today? That we are very good. We have done. I can say, Allah, if I am wrong, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I have heard this not only from my tongue, but I have heard it from people who are day in and day out working and striving for spreading the word of Islam. And they have said, Mawlana, we can maybe go to very large, say that a mere 9 to 10% of the Muslim population of UK are those Muslims who are going into the masajid. 9 to 10%. You tell me, how many Muslim community have you got in Nanit? How much population of Muslims? 5,000? 6,000? 2,000? And how many people here today? Maybe 200? 10%. There you go. If I'm right, is that 10%? Yeah. Might get my mathematics wrong there. Anyway, but let's think seriously, my brothers and sisters in Islam. That can we really justify? That look at our Muslim brethren, and no, but they go be sure what I. Zara bahar dekho, jo main sabse dekh raha hu, koi aur kuch nahi kar raha hu. I just want to see the fireworks, how they are. I'm not going to participate, I'm just going to see. Beta, beta, dekhna zara window se. Kitna achha manzar hai. Allahu Akbar. Yeah? This is how we feel. And this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see, look, these rituals are coming, that are you firm on your deen? Are you doing sabr? You fasted all day. At night, you need to save yourself now. You need to make sure you don't participate in these kind of gatherings. You need to make sure that you have control over yourself. You need to make sure that you advise your friends, you advise your family and children not to celebrate these in their schools as well. We take that very lightly. But remember, أَلَا كُلُّكُمْ رَائِنْ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. Every single person is responsible for his subordinates, and they will be asked about their subordinates on the Day of Qiyamah. Coming back onto the issue, that this holy month of Ramadan is giving us a special lesson. And the special lesson is, we have to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Said that our fasting is somewhat different to the fast of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why our fast is not stopping us from sexual desires and lust. In fact, we get more lust in this holy month, unfortunately, because it's the food we are consuming, the consumption of food we have, as long as it's clean. A few days ago, I was listening to the radio, and I don't know if you guys heard the report. They said 50% of the takeaways, I'm not mentioning any names, 50% of the outlets and takeaways, the inspectors inspected them, and they came out with a report and said 50% of the staff working within these restaurants and takeaways do not wash their hands before they serve food, so therefore it is causing lot of diseases and problems. Subhanallah. This is not any Muslim. This is a survey done by a certain organization. And they are saying that because they are not washing their hands, we want to look at modern research, don't we? So there, I'm giving you one here. Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us over 1400 years ago. What did he say? Hazrat La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Hazrat Salman radiyallahu ta'ala an Salman radiyallahu ta'ala an, he says, qara'tu fi at-Tawrat. I read in the Torah anna barakat at-ta'am al-wudu ba'da, that the blessing of the food is when you wash the hands after eating. فَذَكَرْضُ ذَلِكَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. I informed the Holy Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم of this. وَأَخْبَرْتُهُ بِمَا قَرَأْتُ. I informed him of what I read. That أَنَّ بَرَكَةَ التَّعَامُ الْوُضُو بَعْدَ, that the barakah and the blessing of the food is when you wash the hands afterwards. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Nabi Paak صلى الله عليه وسلم said, بَرَكَةُ التَّعَامُ الْوُضُو قَبْلَ وَالْوُضُو بَعْدَ. سبحان الله. That the blessing of the food and the barakah of the food, you will only be able to gain the purpose of that food. If it's for the consumption of your stomach, fair, it will be good for you. That's why we go out and go into a restaurant to eat. That's our motive of going into a restaurant. Just go out and eat. So the motive is eating. If we are eating for the purpose so that we gain spiritual power, inshallah, that will be given barakah. If we are eating so that we can, our stamina can be strong, that will be fulfilled only when al-wudu qabla wal-wudu ba'da, when we wash our hands and our mouth before we eat and after we eat. Subhanallah. This is Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me mention another hadith regarding eating, subhanallah. Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know when we start to eat, we take our shoes off. Don't we or don't we not? Now those people who sit on tables and chairs and don't take their shoes off, or do take their shoes off but still sit on chairs and tables, I'm not talking about them. I'm just generally talking that let you should experience this. Subhanallah, this is another hikmah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does he say? إِذَا وُضِعَ الطَّعَامُ. When food is put in front of you, subhanallah. جب کھانا تمہارے سامنے رکھا جائے. فَخْلَعُوا نِعَالَكُمْ. Subhanallah. Take your shoes off, boy. Take your shoes off. جوتے نکال کر تشریف لائی ہو. Now you experience yourself when you sit down to eat, and if you've got your shoes on, and you take your shoes off, there'll be a difference. Why? Because our Holy Prophet ﷺ has told us. What does he say in the same hadith? إِذَا وُضِعَ الطَّعَامُ فَخْلَعُوا نِعَالَكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ أَرْوَحْ لِأَقْدَامِكُمْ. Subhanallah. Because it is the most, this is the thing which will give your feet the most rest. Subhanallah. تمہارے قدموں کو اس سے سب سے زیادہ راحت ملے گی. Now look, this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We sit down and we eat. We eat in the sunnat way. There's blessings in that. But no, we want to go contrary to the sunnah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want to go against the way shown to us by Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You tell me, my brothers and sisters in Islam, was there any need for Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stand up all night? For his feet to be swollen? He would worship Allah حتى تورت قدماه, until his feet would be swollen, subhanallah. Was there any need for him? Subhanallah. If our imam or the Taraweeh prayer, if he was to recite the Quran with Tajweed, he would say, بہت آہستہ پڑھتے ہیں, مزہ نہیں آتا, تیزی سے پڑھنے والا چاہیے. جس نے حضرت مولانا کہا کہ چاہے تجوید کے احکام کو مد نظر رکھے یا نہ رکھے, اس سے کوئی واسطہ نہیں. You know the normal question I ask to these kind of people, I said, brother, Allah give you the tawfiq to go for Umrah in Ramadan, inshaAllah. Allah give you the tawfiq to go for Umrah in Ramadan, and then you have to pray Salatul Taraweeh behind the Imam al-Haram. Where are you going to go away from there? Then you will find out, mashaAllah. Listen to the Quran. This is the month of Quran. We have to listen to it. And we have to listen to it with the intention that Allah elevate our iman, subhanAllah. إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا طُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When the verses of the Holy Quran were read in front of us, our level of iman should be increased. But no, Allahu Akbar, Allah save us, my brothers and sisters in Islam. We listen to the Quran and we are giving a deaf ear to it. We are praying Taraweeh, but we don't know what's going on. The Imam has started the Taraweeh, Allahu Akbar. We will be there in the wuzukhana chatting away, having some water, this and that and the other. As soon as the Imam says, Allahu Akbar for the ruku, come inside the Jamaat Khana. Join the Imam. And some of them go to the extent, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, that they come in the second rak'ah. And they join the Imam in the second rak'ah. And then when the Imam says, Assalamu alaikum, I don't know how, but within the span of 30 seconds, they're going to play the two rak'ahs. They're quickly, but as though it's a burden on them. Now why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Salatul Taraweeh for us? Remember, Allah says in the Holy Quran, wasjud waqtarib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, perform sajda and get close to me. The closeness of Allah can only be achieved if we put our forehead on the ground. And Allah's Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made Salatul Taraweeh for us. He has made it for us. And we are going to do 40 sajdas, subhanAllah. In each rak'ah, we are going to do a sajda. Least sajdas we are going to perform is 40. In fact, there's more than 40. In every rak'ah, there's two sajdas. So in each namaz, every day we are performing 80 sajdas, subhanAllah. This is proximity of Allah. When we go into the ground, when we give ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will raise us. من تواضع لله رفعه الله ومن تكبر وضعه الله. Allahu Akbar. Whosoever will be humble for the sake of Allah, Allah will raise that person. And whosoever will show arrogance and pride, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disgrace that person. Allah save us. Ameen ya Rabbul Alameen. Anyway, let's conclude the talk today because you guys will be hungry as well. We say Maulana has taken much of our time. He's making up for last time. He's giving us a cold shoulder. Whatever has been said and heard, may Allah give us the proper tawfiq to act upon it, my brothers and sisters in Islam. This holy month, alhamdulillah, year in and year out, hum ek jaiza lena hai. Guzishta saal Ramadan mein, maine kya kya kiya tha? In saal Ramadan mein, mujhe usse zyada karna hai. What did I do in last Ramadan? I want to do more this Ramadan. Only then, we will be achieving something. But if we do less than what we did last time, or if we do equal to what we did last time, and that could be merely offering our 5 times, that is also virtuous. I'm not saying no. But I'm saying we should take more proximity, more closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing more ibadah. When Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shed the mizr, he used to tie his lungi and tehband. And he used to do worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very, very strongly. And he used to order his house people as well, his family, that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last 10 days, subhanAllah, if anybody gets the topic of i'tikaf, nurun ala nur, subhanAllah. Great virtue. Anyway, this month has been given to us, my young friends. The elders, alhamdulillah, they take advantage and benefits. But I unfortunately have to say that we have seen even those youngsters of today, that when this Rosa is only a mere, not even more than 10 hours maybe, even then they say, man, I have to go to work. And you get those people who are unemployed and they say, I'm still busy. They have to go somewhere, I don't know where. But they're still busy. I'm a busy man. You say, what do you want? I'm not buying me, my boss. I'm very busy, mashallah. But, unfortunately, these youngsters, Allah give them hidayah, inshallah. Allah make you people a means of their guidance, inshallah. Should pass this message on. No, just don't keep it to the four walls of this masjid. The responsibility doesn't just lie here. فَرُبَّ مُبَلَّغْ أَوْ عَامٍ سَامِعٍ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. For that person, which you might tell the same message, maybe you might not act upon it, and he might act upon it, and that could be the means of your guidance, inshallah, and your success. So, let's not waste our holy days of Ramadan. And like I said, we have seen some youngsters, unfortunately, going into these takeaway shops and whatever, and they unfortunately eat openly in the bazaars without shame. Without shame. Why has this situation come upon us? Because we have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we as the Muslim Ummah has forgotten their responsibility. We think, oh, main roza rakhu, mere ghar wale roza rakh le, kaafi mere liye, mujhe aur kisko kitabat lana hai. No! We have a greater responsibility. Our responsibility is just not that we tell the people around us in the environment. No! We have to also reach out to them people there. We have to also inform them with a very polite, in a very polite manner. That look, brother, it's the holy month of Ramadan. Please, try to fast. It's farz upon you. It's compulsory upon you. You know, I can remember, if I'm incorrect, please correct me, that when we were children, we ever hardly knew somebody was not fasting. We hardly ever knew. Hamare zamane mein aap bade hazrat ko pata hoga, wo jante hain bahut, ke 15 saal pehle kisi ko pata bhi nahi hota ki kiska roza nahi hai. Ab if somebody has an illness, they wouldn't bring it into the open. If a sister was not fasting due to shari'i reasons, she wouldn't eat in front of her brothers and sisters and other people of the family. It wouldn't be known that this person is not fasting. But unfortunately, the cycle has changed today. And I'm coming back to the same point, that why are we content on what we see around us? Alhamdulillah, whatever there is around us, with the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah make us value that, inshallah. Allah may iski qadr naseeb farmaye. Agar iske liye hum qadr nahi karenge, to mere pyaro yaad rakhna, sab kuch hamare haath se jayega. Aur ek baat yaad rakhna, jaise maulana ne farmaya, jo koi kisi aalme deen ki tauheen karega, yaad rakhna, ulama ne farmaya hai ki khatra is baat ka hai ki marne se pehle wo kufr ki maut par ek Allah hifazat farmaye. Koi aalme hai, koi deen ka janne wala hai, there is aalme deen, there is a scholar. Now listen, this bismillah. You know, you have the bismillah. If we find the bismillah in the gutter, what do? Oh, we take it, we clean it, we try to preserve it, we put it next to our heart. We make sure that bismillah is respected. Bismillah ki hum izzat karenge, usko achhi tarike se rakhenge. Molvi sahab ko jaakar masla puchenge ki maulana ye bismillah ka parcha mujhe mila hai, main usko kahan rakhu, kahan dafan karu, usko kaise main rakh sakta hu hifazat ke andar. Lekin wahi shakhs ke jiske dil ke andar Allah ka kalam hai, jiske seene ke andar Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki hadith hai, ab uske upar agar gandagi lagi hui hai, uske amal theek nahi,
تو بھائی وہ تو اس کے اعمال کا قصور ہے, اس قرآن کا تو قصور نہیں ہو. If that same alim is not acting upon the teachings of Islam, is doing contrary to the teachings of Islam, if that hafiz of Quran is doing against the teachings of Quran, that is not the fault of the Quran al-Kareem. We cannot say that person this and that and the other. No. Like we respect this paper of Bismillah, we should respect the alim al-Deen. We should respect our ulama. We should respect our khuffaz. We should respect our a'imma. Only then we will be given respect and honor in this world and in the hereafter, inshaAllah. ایک آخری بات کہہ کر اپنی بات کو ختم کر دیتا ہوں. ہمارے مشفق اور ساتھی قاری آصف صاحب نے ہمیں جب آج فون کیا, انہوں نے مجھے بتلایا کہ ان کی والدہ محترمہ ہسپتال میں تھے. اللہ رب العزت ان کو شفاء کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ نصیب فرمائے. اور قاری صاحب نے فرمایا کہ والدہ کو کوئی دل کی بیماری ہوئی تھی. اس کے سلسلے میں کچھ ذہن میں آ گئی بات, وہ بات کہہ کر اپنی بات کو ختم کرتا ہوں. Let me give you a diagnosis today as well. Hazrat Qari Sahib told me that his mother was ill and she had some kind of a heart problem. Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala once came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my heart feels as though somebody is punching it and pressurizing it. مجھے ایسا محسوس ہوتا ہے کہ میرے اس سینے پر کوئی, میرے سینے کو کوئی دبا رہا ہے, مجھے کھٹن محسوس ہو رہی ہے. It feels as though somebody is pressuring my heart. اس کے اندر تاثیر کہ اگر اس کو مٹی میں ڈالا جائے پانچ چھ دن کے بعد وہ یہ سمجھے گی کہ اب مجھے اگنا, اور قدرتی اور فطرتن وہ نرم ہو جائے گی, سبحان اللہ. اور پھر کیا کرنا, اس کو پانچ چھ دنوں کے بعد حضرت مٹی سے نکال کر پانی سے دھو کر ویسے ہی کچا کھا جاؤ, سبحان اللہ. وہ پیسنے کا معاملہ ہی حل ہو گیا. 3 stones a day, سبحان اللہ. دس شیخ گیو دس نسخا وچ آئی ایم ٹیلنگ یو ٹو ڈے اینڈ ہی ایکسپیرینسڈ اینڈ ٹرائیڈ اٹ فار 21 days. After 21 days, Shaykh asked him, how is your cholesterol level now? Go and check it out. To yours and my amazement, the cholesterol level within 21 days came down to 185. Subhanallah. Within 21 days. So he told him to go to your doctor and tell him to test your blood and send it to the lab, to the, what do we call them? Pathologists. And they can check it out, your blood level, your cholesterol level. So they went and they checked it out and the doctor's report came. I can't believe this. So his doctor said, no, the pathologist has made some mistake. You know, this can't be, within 21 days, it's impossible. And a person's cholesterol level from 270 comes all the way down to 185. It is impossible. He has made some mistakes like pathologists do. Anyway, if you know what I'm trying to talk about. So this person went to the doctor, says, no, doctor. The doctor goes, no, you know what? I'm going to personally carry out this test because I don't believe that result. So he goes and he personally carries out this test to his own amazement. What does he find? That the cholesterol level is at 185. And in his amazement he says, how? Without you taking any medication. We haven't even given you any medication. Without any medication, your cholesterol level has gone from 270 to 185. How come that happened? He said, you don't know, I've got such a diagnosis, which is from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is the best of all hakims and the best of all physicians, and he has prescribed for us. And he was the first person who diagnosed the heart problem, and he said, eat the dates, and inshallah, Allah will give you shifa. So I request Qari Sahib to try this inshallah. And his mother and all the other brothers who have got these heart problems, this person narrates this story, and he says that from that day until 13 years, not one day was passed that I experienced any heart problems. Subhanallah. It went out of his system. Now we could go on and on of the benefits of sunnah, but we don't have the time. But to conclude for today, ہم تہیا کر لیں پختہ ارادہ کر لیں میرے پیاروں میری محترم ماما بہنیں کہ ہمیں رمضان جو ہے وہ صحیح گزارنا ہے اور رمضان المبارک میں ہمیں وہی کام کرنے ہیں جو اللہ کو پیارے ہیں ان کاموں سے ہمیں اپنے آپ کو بچانا ہے جس سے اللہ کا غضب نازل ہوتا ہے اینڈ ریمبر دوز ڈیڈز Look, Allah has told us to do certain acts. And remember, the occasion and the time, the severeness of that sin also goes more severe. Waise jhooth bolna, gaali galoch, all these sins of slandering, backbiting, lying, they're all haram anyway. But to do it in the month of Ramadan, the sin and the severeness of that sin increases. In the same way as the barakah of a good deed increases, the severeness of that bad sin also increases. So we need to be extra cautious of what we are doing. We need to always take our muhasabah every day. What did I do? What wrong did I do? And I should make sure that I don't do it again. So therefore, we have to make sure, my brothers and sisters in Islam, that this holy month is coming. Try your best. Achieve the best. Inshallah, if you try, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Allah will never put waste to your efforts. He will definitely give you a reward in this world and also in the hereafter. You will see the rewards with your own eyes. Inshallah. But we have to have the zeal and we have to have the willpower. We have to understand the purpose of fasting is so that we can gain, we can be God conscious, we can then be God fearing people. And the only way we can gain taqwa, لا يبلغ العبد حقيقة التقوى. A person cannot reach the reality of taqwa, the reality of fearing and having God consciousness, حتى يدع ما حاك في الصدر, until he does not stay away from and shun and take away and save himself from that which he knows is bad, which he knows is sin. He has to save him from that. And then inshallah, if he detaches himself, if he shuns all these acts, inshallah, Allah will most definitely give him this reward. So conclude the speech of today, alhamdulillah, the blows of Islam for life. So the conclusion of today is, life is for Islam. Life is for Islam. And Islam is our life. And our life should be for Islam. If we have this understanding that we have to live a life 24/7 in the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can never go wrong. But if we try to choose and pick and do not submit ourselves to Islam totally, and we pick and choose, we do some acts and we stay away from some other acts which Allah has ordained us to do, and we will not be able to reap the full and maximum reward. May Allah give me the tawfiq to act upon what has been said, and may Allah also give you the tawfiq to act upon what has been said. Allah Rabbul Izzat se mein dua go hoon, Allah Rabbul Izzat kahi sunne se zyada hum sab ko sahih manon mein amal ki tawfiq naseeb farmaye. Aap hazrat se muaddabana meri darkhast hai ki aap is nasees ko bhi apni mukhlisana aur apne jo hai na nek duaon mein فراموش نہ کرے, ہمیں بھی یاد رکھے اور ہر مسلمان کو یاد رکھے. اپنے مسلمان کے جو حالات دنیا میں ہو رہے ہیں ان کو خصوصی طور پر یاد رکھے. اللہ سے یہ مانگنے کا وقت ہے, اللہ سے گرگرانے کا یہ مہینہ ہے, یہ مہینہ عبادت کا ہے, یہ مہینہ سخاوت کا ہے, اور یہ مہینہ گریہ و زاری کا ہے, یہ مہینہ غمخاری کا ہے, یہ صبر کا مہینہ ہے, اور صبر کا پھل انشاءاللہ جنت ہے. تو اس لیے میرے پیاروں, رمضان و مبارک میں خاص اس کا خیال رکھے, جھگڑا, فساد, گالی گلوچ. رمضان میں عموماً شیطان ہمارے اوپر زیادہ ہی سوار ہوتا ہے. We see in Ramadan that the shaitans have been changed. Hazrat Maulana mentioned the hadith. But you know, the shaitan has put so much injection in us throughout this 11 months that he says, doesn't matter man, I'll stay away from you in this month, but the effect of that 11 months is going to stay in you. We need to prove the shaitan wrong. We need to prove him wrong. We need to say, no, we're going to worship Allah. We're going to disobey you. We're going to be Abdullah. We're going to be Abdul Rahman. We're going to be Amatullah. We're going to become Amatul Rahman. We're going to become Ibadullah. We're going to become Ibadur Rahman. We're going to become the servants of Allah. And we're going to worship Allah. And we're going to please Allah. And we're going to please Him. And we're going to ask for Him. We're going to worship Him. We're going to worship Allah through verbally. We're going to worship Allah monetarily. We're going to worship Allah physically. In any way we can. Chahe mali taur pe ho, qauli taur pe ho, badani taur pe ho. Har tarikhe se hum Allah ko razi karne ki hum koshish kare. Inshallah, zarur ba zarur, hum is dunia mein bhi kamyab honge, akhirat mein bhi kamyab honge. Wa ma alayna illa al-balaq. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabiyyil Kareem. Subhanallah wa bihamdih. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. دعاك ناري فانا قزر دلوشي فالله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم صل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كلما ذكره الذاكرون, وصل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان. اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان. اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان. اللهم حينا ما كانت الحياة خيرا لنا, وتوفنا إذا كانت الوفاة خيرا لنا. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها, وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه, وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم انك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم انا نعوذ بك, اللهم انا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع, ومن قلب لا يخشع, ومن بطن لا يشبع, ومن دعاء لا يسمع برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم انا نسالك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا صالحا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا ورزقا حلالا وشفاء من كل داء وشفاء من كل داء وتوبة نصوحا وتوبة نصوحا وتوبة قبل الموت وراحة عند الموت ومغفرة ورحمة بعد الموت والعفو بالحساب والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم عاتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا من النيران برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم لا تؤاخذنا, اللهم لا تؤاخذنا, اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسينا واخطانا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا اصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به, واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا, انت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا, اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا, واكرمنا ولا تهنا, واعطنا ولا تحرمنا, واثرنا ولا تغفر علينا, وانصرنا ولا تزر علينا.
وانصرنا ولا تنصر علينا واعنا ولا تعن علينا وامكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا واغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واهدنا وسددنا واصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يرحمنا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين يا اله العالمين على غناكم وعافنا یا اللہ ہم سیاکار یا بدکار یا اللہ ہماری تمام لغشات سے اللہ درگزر فرما یا اللہ ہماری تمام کوتاہیوں کو اللہ معاف فرما یا اللہ جو گناہ رات کے اندھیرے میں کیا جو دن کے اجالے میں کیا جو گناہ سمجھ کر کیا جو بل چوک سے کیا یا اللہ جو گناہ اپنے آنکھوں سے سرزد ہوئے جو اپنے کانوں سے سرزد ہوئے جو اپنے زبان سے سرزد ہوئے جو اپنے دل و دماغ سے سرزد ہوئے جو اپنے کسی بھی جسم کے عضو سے سرزد ہوئے یا اللہ بعض آپ کی رحمت خاصہ سے ہمارے گناہوں کو یا اللہ معاف فرما یا اللہ تیری ہی وہ ذات ہے جو ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر سکتی ہے یا اللہ تیری ہی وہ ذات ہے جو گناہ کو معاف کرنے کو پسند فرماتے ہیں یا اللہ تو ہی عفو ہے یا اللہ تو ہی غفور ہے تو ہی رحمان ہے تو ہی رحیم ہے تو ہی معز ہے تو ہی مغیث تو ہی ذو الجلال والاکرام ہے یا اللہ یا غفور یا رحمان یا رحیم ہماری پھوٹی پھوٹی دعاؤں کو رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے تو فعل میں اللہ قبول فرما یا اللہ جن جن لوگوں نے اور جن ساتھیوں نے اور جن ماں و بہنوں نے اور جن لوگوں نے بھی دعا کی درخواست کی ہو ان تمام کی جائز مراد اللہ پوری فرما یا اللہ جو بیمار ہو ان کو شفاء کاملہ حاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما یا اللہ جو مقروض ہو ان کے قرضے کی ادائیگی کی غائبانہ شکل نصیب فرما یا اللہ جو مظلوم ہو یا اللہ ان کو ظلم سے نجات نصیب فرما جو بغیر کسی وجہ سے قید کی گئی ہو یا اللہ ان کو رہائی نصیب فرما یا اللہ ان کو رہائی نصیب فرما یا اللہ ان کو رہائی نصیب فرما یا اللہ جو بے اولاد ہو ان کو نیک صالح اولاد نصیب فرما یا اللہ جن کے اولاد ہو ان کو آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا اللہ ان کو آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا اللہم اصلح شباب المسلمین اللهم اصلح شباب المسلمين عامة والحاضرين خاصة برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم اصلح نساء المسلمين عامة والسامعات خاصة برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين يا الله مسلمان نوجوانكو نيك فرما مسلمان نوجوانكو نيك فرما مسلمان نوجوانكو هداية نصيب فرما يا الله مسلمانكو نصد فرما يا الله مسلمان ما بينك يا الله ان کو ہدایت نصیب فرما یا اللہ مسلمانوں کو بے حیائی سے یا اللہ ان کو بچا یا اللہ تیرے قرب والے کام ایسے کام کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما جو تیرے قرب کا ذریعہ ہو یا اللہ تیرے لعنت والے تیرے لعنت کو بلانے والے تیرے غضب کو بلانے والے اعمال سے یا اللہ ہمارے ہم کو بچنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہم سب کو بچنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ جتنے بھی ہمارے مساجد مراکز ہیں یا اللہ ہمارے دینی ادارے ہیں یا اللہ ہمارے دارالعلوم ہیں یا اللہ ہمارے مسجدیں ہیں ہمارے قبرستان ہیں یا اللہ ہمارے دینی اسلامک سکولیں ہیں یا اللہ اسلامک سینٹر ہیں یا اللہ ہر ایک کی سوفیصد یا اللہ حفاظت فرما یا اللہ ہر ایک کی سوفیصد حفاظت فرما یا اللہ فتین کے فتنے سے شریر کی شرارت سے بغض رکھنے والے کی بغض سے بغاوت کے باغی کی بغاوت سے یا اللہ فتین کے فتنے سے بری نگاہ سے دیکھنے والے کی بری نگاہ سے یا اللہ بد نظری کرنے والے کی بد نظری سے یا اللہ یا غفور یا رحمان یا رحیم برے ارادہ رکھنے والے کے برے ارادوں سے یا اللہ ان کی مکمل حفاظت فرما یا اللہ ان کی مکمل حفاظت فرما یا اللہ ہمارا جو دین کا جس لائن سے کام ہو رہا ہو یا اللہ چاہے دعوت و تبلیغ سے ہو رہا ہو چاہے امامت و خطابت سے ہو رہا ہو چاہے تعلیف و تصنیف سے ہو رہا ہو یا اللہ چاہے مساجد کے ذریعے سے ہو رہا ہو چاہے مدرسوں کے ذریعے سے ہو رہا ہو چاہے دارالعلوم کے ذریعے سے ہو رہا ہو چاہے خانقاہ کے ذریعے سے ہو رہا ہو یا اللہ چاہے واعظ و نصیحت کے ذریعے سے ہو رہا ہو یا اللہ چاہے اسلام کی طرف بلانے کے ذریعے سے ہو رہا ہو یا چاہے اسلامک سکولوں کے ذریعے سے ہو رہا ہو اسلامک سینٹروں کے ذریعے سے ہو رہا ہو چاہے جہاد کی لائن سے ہو رہا ہو یا اللہ جس لائن سے تیرے دین کے اعلیٰ کے لیے یا اللہ دین کا کام ہو رہا ہے یا اللہ ہر ایک کو سوفیصد کامیابی نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہر ایک کام کرنے والوں کی اخلاص نصیب فرما استقامت نصیب فرما للہیت نصیب فرما یا اللہ آپس میں اتحاد نصیب فرما اتفاق نصیب فرما ایک دوسرے کی تنقید سے ایک دوسرے کی برائی کو بیان کرنے سے یا اللہ ہماری حفاظت فرما, یا اللہ جو جس لائن میں لگا ہوا ہو اسے اس لائن میں 100% لگا دے اور دین کے دوسرے شعبوں کی تائید کی توفیق نصیب فرما, تنقید دیا اللہ حفاظت فرما, یا اللہ یا اللہ جو مانگا اس کو بھی قبول فرما, یا اللہ جو نہ مانگ سکے اللہ اس کو بھی قبول فرما, یا اللہ جتنے بھی سامعین اور جتنے بھی حضرات یہاں پہ موجود ہیں یا اللہ ہر ایک کے دل کے اندر جو جائز تمنا ہو محض آپ کے رحمت خاصہ سے یا اللہ اس کو پوری فرما, یا اللہ ہمیں مانگنا کس طریقہ بھی نہیں آ رہا ہے, یا اللہ ہمیں مانگنے کا دم بھی نہیں آ رہا ہے, یا اللہ ہمیں صحیح طور پہ مانگنا بھی نہیں آ رہا ہے, یا اللہ ہم میں سے ایسے لوگ ضرور ہوں گے جنہوں نے کوئی ایسا عمل کیا ہوگا جو آپ کی بارگاہ میں قبول ہوگا, یا اللہ اس نیک عمل کے بدولت, یا اللہ اس نیک عمل کے صدقے میں, یا اللہ ہم میں معصوم بچے بھی ہیں ان کی معصومیت کی لاج رکھتے ہوئے, بڑے بڑے بھی ہیں ان کے سفید بال کی لاج رکھتے ہوئے, یا اللہ خاص طور پہ نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے تو فعل میں, اور خاص یا اللہ تیرے اسماء حسنہ کے صدقے میں, یا اللہ تیری قبریت کے صدقے میں, یا اللہ ہماری توتی فوتی دعاؤں کو یا اللہ قبول فرما, یا اللہ ہماری توتی فوتی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما, ہمیں رمضان کی تیاریاں نصیب فرما, رمضان کی برکات کو حاصل کرنے کی ہمارے اندر ہمت فرما, اور خوب عبادت کرنے کی ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرما, کما حق ہو رمضان کا مبارک مہینہ جیسے گزارنا چاہیے ایسے گزارنے کی ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرما. اللہم انا نسألک, یا اللہ ہم وہ تمام بھلائیاں مانگتے ہیں جو تمام بھلائیاں نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے آپ کی بارگاہ میں بگی ہے, بغیر ہمارے استحقاق کے ہمیں وہ تمام بھلائیاں نصیب فرما, اور جتنے بھی برائیوں سے نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے آپ کی بارگاہ میں پناہ مانگی ہے بغیر ہمارے استحقاق کے ہمیں پناہ نصیب فرما. تو ہی یا اللہ وہ تو ہی بلند پر ہے, تو ہی عظیم الشان ہے, تیرے سوا کوئی قوت اور کوئی طاقت نہیں, تو ہی ہماری توتی فوتی دعا کو قبول فرما. اللہم انا نسألک من خیر ما سألک من هو عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من هو عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, وانت المستعان وعليك البلاغ, ولا حول لنا ولا قوة الا بالله, ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم, وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو اهله, وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.